Okay, while the PowerPoint switches over, I've got a question for you this morning. Has anybody made any New Year's resolutions? And if they have, are they willing to share it with the whole body of Christ gathered here? I saw at least one hand. Wow, this corner looks fun. Stop biting your nails. That's a really good one. I should probably join that one as well, actually. Any in creative corner? Nope, fair enough. Anybody else? Oh, right at the back. Making me work hard this morning. Here we go. Do as I'm told. That's a great New Year's resolution. My wife probably wants me to do that one as well. It's good for a list. Well, it's the time of year, isn't it, when we make New Year's resolutions. I've got to be honest, I've made a New Year's resolution to not make New Year's resolutions because I never keep them. I read an interesting statistic this week. Did you know that the first week in January is the week when gyms are the most busy for the whole year? They buy in extra equipment, and then it's gone by the second week, because so is the motivation. But there you go. What are you looking forward to in 2020? What's the big thing you might be looking forward to? Maybe you're getting married. Maybe you've got a great holiday booked already. Maybe all sorts of normal things. For lots of people, 2019 hasn't been a brilliant year. I mean, putting it mildly, some people have been cross about politics. That's been a big thing for 2019, hasn't it? And lots of sad things have happened as well in 2019. So how do we feel when Paul says, "Be full of joy in the Lord always"? I'll say it again, be full of joy. Be happy, he says. Don't worry, be happy because of God. What if we don't feel like that? What if we've never felt like that? To be honest, giving this particular sermon is a little bit weird because I've given this exact same sermon before. Yes, preachers do reuse their material when they run out of time. I did the same passage on New Year's Day 2017. Okay? So I asked, what are people looking forward to in 2017? And people were really cross about politics in 2016 as well. Things haven't changed. And 2016 was a year when a lot of celebrities died. Don't know if you remember that. 2016, lots of deaths. So lots of people went into 2017 thinking, yes, this is going to be a brilliant year. But not for everybody. Because 6 days, that's five, 6 days after I gave that sermon about being happy in God, 6 days later, a very good friend of mine, my principal at Bible college, someone who was basically like my dad, died. He just went. Wasn't ill, nothing. 6 days after I told the church, be happy in God, always go round with a smile. And then reality hits. So what do we do? What do we do in those moments when we read passages like this? Well, Paul is saying that we can be happy because of God, not to do with our circumstances, but to do with God, who never changes. God, says Paul, has rescued his people. He has given us peace with God. We are his children. We are his friends. We don't have to be scared of God's anger anymore because Jesus took it for us. He's saying the same to us too. So at the beginning of this new year, I thought to myself, how would we sum up what it means to be a Christian? How would it sum up? And I've had a little go. You may disagree with this, but I think being a Christian essentially means these things. I've messed up in the biggest way. But God loves me just as I am because Jesus makes me his friend. God makes me his child through Jesus. So at the start of a brand new year, what you need to hear, what I need to hear and remember is that I am God's child and nothing can change that. That is the good news of the Christian hope. I am God's child and nothing can change that. Even if everything else falls apart, this never, ever will. This is what we need to remember as we face hard times of being happy in God. So the Bible is telling us this morning that we need to be joyful about God in 2020. To not worry, but pray about everything in 2020. Because God's peace is with us, not just in 2020. I'm sure you've probably spotted the theme. So, being joyful about God in 2020. Jesus, the Bible tells us, is the Son of God. That means he tells us and he shows us what God is like. He gave up his place with God in heaven and came down to us to make himself nothing. That is what we have been celebrating throughout Christmas. It's a miracle, isn't it, that the God of the universe, who is bigger than any of us can ever ask or imagine, is the same God who comes down and becomes a human being and becomes dependent on the very same beings he created. I mean, think about it. The God of the universe in one moment is sat on the highest throne of heaven but becomes incarnate as a man and can't even control when he goes to the toilet. I mean, have you ever thought about that? There you go. Come away from one thing this year. There you go. Jesus lived the perfect life. He loved his Father like a son should. He lived God's way. He is still God and became man. He said yes to God and no to himself. And that makes him completely different from us. Because what do we always do? We are always saying no, no, no to God. Because it's all about me, me, me. Maybe we're too British to admit that. But it's what's going on in all of our hearts. It's what's going on in my heart. Come and spend any amount of time with me or come to the church staff meeting tomorrow and you'll see it's all about me, me, me. But God sent Jesus who listened to his Father even when that caused his own death on the cross. He takes all of our badness and gives us his goodness. And that's why he died and rose again. We are in Jesus. We are stuck to Jesus. Now, what does that mean? Well, 2020 is the year of the Euros. And in 2016, the Euros went very, very well for a particular nation. Because Wales got to the semi-finals. And we have never done anything like that since 1958, when we got knocked out of the World Cup by Brazil, who were playing a brand new guy called Pelé, who turned out to be quite good at what he did. Now, I can say, when Wales win a match, I say, we won. But I wasn't there. I did not score any winning goals. I was none of those things, but because they're my home team, they're who I pledge support when they win. I win. We win. We all think that if we have a team that we follow. I was tempted to get out my Wigan shirt and talk about the 2013 FA Cup final, but I thought I don't want to get lynched, so I didn't bother with that. I thought I'd go for home territory. Yeah, I'm getting some angry looks already. Indulge the curate. Indulge the curate. Indulge the curate. So it's a bit like that with Jesus. Because I'm stuck to him, what happens to him happens to me. I'm God's child. I'm going to rise from the dead one day. I'll be with God in his new creation. And nothing can change that. Nothing can stop that. That is brilliant, but it is hard to remember. It is really hard to remember because bad and sad things will happen. Like when my friend died. It's easy to forget about God. So that's why Paul says twice in one verse, be full of joy in the Lord always. I will say it again, be full of joy. But what does that look like? Well, I don't know about you, but if I want to remember stuff, I need to tell myself again and again and again and again. I was that child who would have all of his times tables up on the wall. Or when I was at college and I was learning Greek and various things like that, I'd have all these random posters with random words. That's how I remember. God has given us the best way to help us remember him and remember his goodness to us. He has given us a Bible. He has given us a Bible written in our own language, in all sorts of different versions. Some are a bit easier to read, some are a bit harder to read. But we have the Bible. That is how God speaks to us. That is how God tells us to remember what he is like. Quite a few Christians at the beginning of a new year think, right, this is the time to get my Bible reading a bit better. And a load of us will start these kind of year-long Bible reading plans, and we make it till about February, and then we sort of tail off down the end. But something to encourage us all, why don't we, whatever that might look like, why isn't 2020 the year that we read a little bit of the Bible every day? Doesn't have to be a whole chapter. Doesn't even have to be a whole verse, if you don't want to. Just a little bit of the Bible every day. No time limit, nothing like that. If you want some help, I'm using this particular one at the moment. It's called The Bible in 1 Year. It's by the guys who came up with the Alpha Course. It's very good, and you can get it on your phone. It's very, very good for commuting and various things like that. And also, if you listen to it, it has a very nice, sort of soporific voice. And the Bible translation is read out by David Suchet. So if you want these rich tones in your ears, then this is the one to go for. One other thing we can do is we can come to church. That's what church is for. We are here to help us remember how good God is. But that doesn't mean we have to feel bad for feeling sad. We will feel sad. I'm sure many of us will feel sad today, let alone this week, because all sorts of things will happen. Paul isn't saying you're not allowed to be sad. He's saying to, in those moments, remind ourselves of what God's like. Remind ourselves of who we are, that we are completely safe in him. So we can be joyful about God in 2020, and we can not worry but pray about everything in 2020. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, and when you pray, always give thanks. We can ask God for things. That whole song we had earlier makes this point even better than I can. Father, help me now to pray and spend some time with you. Father, you are always good in all you say and do. To not pray is just as silly as imagining a mountain trying to brush its teeth. God wants us to pray, and we can pray about anything and about everything. When I was on a diocesan course the other week, they said, here's a question, is it right to pray for a parking space? That whole thing keeps coming up, doesn't it? Do we pray for a parking space? And some people are like, oh, no, we don't do that. We only pray about spiritual things. You know, we only pray if there's a car parking space because then I can park there and tell someone about Jesus and then everything's going to be amazing. Or I just sort of said, well, yeah, I would pray for a parking space, actually, because I quite want one. Indulge the curate. But yeah, we can pray about anything and everything because God is in charge of everything. He likes to be asked. Imagine, though, if God wasn't in charge. What kind of crazy stuff would happen? On the screen is a famous poem from the Bible. It's called Psalm 23. Lots of us may be familiar with it. Loads of us might have had to learn it years ago. God is all over this poem. It's all about asking God for his help. But what happens if we take every single mention of God out of this psalm? We're in a lot of trouble. We're not left with very much, are we? We need God. And so, another question for you. Who's ever had dinner with a dog in the room? I mean, my dog enjoys a starring role at most all ages. Have you noticed, when you have a piece of food or something, the dog is just transfixed. It has all of its attention on the food or whatever you're trying to give it. It's just there. And you're like, I don't know if you're ever mean like me. You can sort of take the food and start dancing it in front of its eyes, and it starts running around like that, and it's cruel. But anyway, imagine if we were that fixed on God. Imagine if we saw God the way a dog looks at us. We can rely on the same God who listens to us. The solution to worry is prayer. But I'm not saying you are bad if you get worried, because I get worried. Doesn't mean the bad stuff goes away, but it helps us remember God never goes away either. We can pray. It's not something I'm amazing at. Prayer isn't something they really taught us at theological college. They just assumed we were okay at it. Bit of a dangerous assumption, but there you go. When I pray, usually I'm going to react in two different ways. Here's the first one. It's how I often am when I pray. Or other times, it's this. Particularly at a staff meeting, some people might say. Maybe this is something for you as well. But what we do, we forget about what God is like. We forget his goodness to us. We've forgotten who we are, and so we have forgotten him. That is something we can ask for his help as we pray. In March, we're hoping that everybody in church will sign up to our Lent course. We're going to have 4 Monday evenings where we look at prayer, what it is, how can we do it, how can we encourage each other to do it. There'll be more information about that soon, but please do be thinking, Monday nights. Imagine if our whole church came and learnt about prayer. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? So don't worry, but pray, because God's peace is with us, not just in 2020. God's peace will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God that God gives is so great that we cannot understand it. Whatever worries you, God is bigger. He's better. He's got you. The truth of the gospel never goes away. We can't ever lose it. If we lose it, God's a liar, because God has said we won't lose it. And God's not a liar. So be joyful in God. Doesn't always mean being happy. Being joyful in God is remembering him. You know, sometimes when you know something's true, but it's very hard to feel good about it being true. It's like joy is hidden somewhere just around the corner. You know it's there, but you just can't quite feel it. That's the normal Christian experience, I find. Be joyful in God. Remember him. May 2020 be the year that sees our Bibles open a lot more than they're closed. May our conversations be significantly more with God. Maybe our church attendance in 2020 would be one that recognizes our commitment to one another and to him. Because trying to be a Christian on your own is like solo synchronized swimming. That is a real sport. YouTube it. It looks stupid and gets you nowhere. Just the same with trying to go it on your own as a Christian. Don't worry when things don't go the way you want. Because God's peace is always with us every year. Every day, he's got you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the peace that we have with you, that you have saved us and that we are your children, that nothing can ever separate us from your love. So as we read these words and maybe go skipping out of church, ready to be happy, and then real life just stops that. Help us to remember who you are, and so remember who we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, our final